Hi, I'm W2P Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with Bob Roth, President of the David Lynch Foundation, which is hosting the National Night of Laughter and Song on Monday, June 5th. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here. It is a benefit for the David Lynch Foundation, our work with veterans and at-risk kids. And we have headliners are Jerry Seinfeld, Hugh Jackman, Jay Leno, Katie Couric, Margaret Cho, the list goes on. It's going to be an amazing night of just that laughter and song.
I think Kesha's part of it too, right?
Yeah, Kesha, Ben Folds, Angelique Kidjo, Sharon Isbin. These are all people who support the work of the David Lynch Foundation and want to make a better world by addressing the epidemic of trauma and toxic stress that so many all of us are enduring right now, but particularly underserved or at-risk people like veterans who come back from combat with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Awesome. And so all these people will perform, either they'll either sing or they'll tell some jokes, all that kind of stuff. And then all the proceeds will go to teach meditation, like you said, to 10,000 at-risk youth, veterans, others in our area. How does that money actually get doled out? Is it certain nonprofits around here, or how does that work?
Yes. Transcendental meditation is a very simple, easily learned meditation technique. It's considered like the gold standard of meditations right now. Meditation is such a buzzword, and TM, as it's called, is sort of the most medically sound, evidence-based. And so we're working with VA hospitals, with local schools, with shelters, with the ARC, which is an amazing community center out in the Anacostia, to just deliver meditation to people who may need it the most. And those are people who suffer from a lot of trauma and stress in their lives. And the problem is, there's no drug, there's no medicine that any of us can take to prevent stress or that we can actually cure it. I mean, we certainly mask it or cover it over with alcohol and stuff and coffee or other drugs, but nothing really that gets to the core of it. And there's now hundreds of research studies published in top journals by the American Medical Association and funded by the National Institutes of Health that shows that this particular meditation is as effective, if not more effective, than any medicine that anyone could ever take to address this problem.
What would you say some of the common misconceptions about meditation are? Because when you hear it, let's say maybe there's some of our listeners who are skeptical of it. How do you win them over?
Well, it's a great question, about the skepticism about transcendental meditation. I've been teaching meditation for decades, and if you think of a meditation teacher, the traditional, I ain't that guy. I mean, I'm a skeptic, I'm a cynic about a bunch of stuff, I'm science-based, I'm not into New Age or woo-woo. And fortunately, research on this meditation, TM, has really stripped away those misunderstandings, and people realize it's just a simple technique that anyone can do. A 10-year-old kid or a professor of physics, anyone can learn very simply, that gives the body a state of rest deeper than the deepest part of deep sleep during that 10 or 20 minute practice. And you're just sitting comfortably in a chair with the eyes closed. You can do it in a plane. You can do it in a train. You can obviously at home or at the office. You can do it in a car, but someone else has to be driving. But I just tell people, you don't have to believe in anything. You don't have to believe in gravity and you're sitting in a chair. You don't have to believe in TM and you get all the benefits that the research has shown.
Awesome. You kind of started going to it, but paint a picture for our listeners. They go in for a session of this, or even if they're in their office, what does it involve? You sit down, you close your eyes, explain sort of paint the picture.
When you learn TM, and this meditation is not a mass meditation, it's not taught out of a book, it's not sort of like some, I have to say, silly sort of thing. This is, you're trained by a certified professional meditation teacher, highly qualified, often with advanced degrees, and it takes about an hour a day over 4 consecutive days to learn how to do it in personal instruction. And what you learn at that time is you're given a word or a sound used silently, a simple word that's called a mantra, and you're taught how to use it properly. And what that does is it serves as a catalyst that allows your active, agitated, sometimes quite excited thinking mind, like turbulent waves on the surface of the ocean. It just allows the excited mind to just settle down, and you get to access a level of your mind, Jason, that right now within everyone, there's a level of the mind that is already calm and settled and wide awake. It's like the silence at the depths of the ocean.
That sounds great.
So you give it a mantra, and then you're taught how to use it properly.
Awesome. How did you discover it in the first place?
Oh, this meditation is like over 5,000 years old. It predates all the major religions, you know, Buddhism and Judaism and Catholicism. It predates religion. It was just had been practiced for a long time and then lost. And then because we live in a scientific age, some researchers at Harvard Medical School and Georgetown and Stanford Medical School began doing research on different approaches of meditation because they know stress is killing us. You know, we live in an epidemic of stress, and the solution is not just to take more Ambien, Xanax, Klonopin. I'm not opposed to those, but that doesn't really get to the real problem. As a matter of fact, 80% of all illnesses are said to be caused by stress. And so in this meditation, when you give your body this state of rest deeper than sleep, well, your mind is completely awake. You're not going into a trance or anything. You're just settled and awake. Right. It's more effective in reducing the buildup of stress than anything else that they've ever found. And that's just not me talking. That's research published, as I said before, by the American Heart Association, the American Medical Association's journals.
Right. Well, I meant, like, how did you personally discover it?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, when did you first start, you know, coming into contact with this technique and say, hey, I like this. This could work.
I learned transcendental meditation a long time ago. I've been teaching this and meditating for over 40 years. I was a university student going to school full-time and working full-time and under enormous pressure with it because I had a huge course load. And a friend of mine who I trusted said that there was a way, something I could do that could give me this deep state of rest at will that would help me handle the stress. And I said, I'm interested. And then they said, it's called transcendental meditation. I said, well, I'm not interested because I misunderstood what TM was. So he explained what it was, and he said I could be 100% skeptical and the technique would work just as well as if I believed in it. And I went and I learned it, and it was such a significant physiological response. I emphasize that. Physiological. Your body getting this deep state of rest and all the muscles relaxing and just really settling in. Right after that, I thought, boy, I'd really like to be able to teach this to kids because I was on a track to become an educator. And so I became a teacher, and I taught it at top medical schools and universities. I taught it at Apple Computer and AT&T and General Motors. And now, 12 years ago, I teamed up with the great filmmaker David Lynch because it had always been my desire, how can we bring this to a segment of the population that may need it the most? And those are our veterans coming back from harm's way who suffer from the nightmare of post-traumatic stress and who can't sleep at all. And how about the inner city kids in the Anacostia who live in, you know, among violence? How about if we brought it to them? So that was 12 years ago, and started the foundation 12 years ago, and now we've provided this meditation to 500,000 inner city school kids, veterans, women who are victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And this event we're having at the Kennedy Center on Monday, June 5th, is to raise funds because the demand is so big in Washington, D.C., stress capital of the world, that we want to bring it to 10,000 people there and start with kids in schools. We're already in schools all over the country. It really helps children learn more, get rid of stress, their grades go up, their suspensions go down, their graduation rates increase. It's quite transformational.
That's great. You mentioned you hooked up with David Lynch about 12 years ago for this foundation.
Yeah.
How did that meeting actually happen, and why do you think he's so passionate and receptive to that? I mean, we've seen his movies, and they're transcendent. You know, his mind works on another level with Mulholland Drive and Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, man. But I mean, he taps into some bizarre places in his mind, but they're actually they're deep if you really go back and look at them. So, you know, but I guess just speak a little bit about, you know, David himself and why you think he's so passionate about this.
First, Jason, I really appreciate that you see the depth in it, because he is a very profound, transcendent filmmaker himself.
He's a genius.
He's one of the greatest filmmakers ever. David has been meditating since over 40 years himself. He started before he made Eraserhead. He's been meditating all these years, and it really helped him with creativity and innovation and helped him sleep better and be more resilient and healthier. And he had a lot of people on his the actors that he worked with on his set, Nicole Kidman, Naomi Watts, Justin Theroux, Laura Dern and others learned to meditate over the years. And he and I had crossed paths because of our mutual interest in meditation. And I had just had this desire for a long time. You know, I really want to get this meditation to school kids, because that's the next generation, and these kids are just getting killed. Their brains are just getting traumatized by stresses. And I'm not just talking about kids who grew up in underserved, you know, and rough and tumble neighborhoods. I'm talking about the kids going to private schools and, you know, the stresses they're under because they got to get to Harvard when they go into kindergarten. And I said, David, I'd like to start a foundation. Raise the money, bring this to kids. And he said, great idea. And I said, I want to put it in your name. And he said, fine, because he was a good friend. I don't think he thought it was going to get as big as it is. I mean, we're in 35 countries now. And, you know, we provide every year working with police departments and military bases and as I said, veterans. And also working in all the top banks here in New York City. I'm talking to you from New York City. All the top banks, all the top financial institutions. They're suffering from stress. You know, their executives, their employees are getting killed by it. So it was the right time. David's a good man, and he's one of the most enlightened people, actually, that I know. He's fearless, and he loves to create.
Definitely, man. He's a genius. So, yeah, you're lucky to be able to work with him for sure.
Well, you know, Twin Peaks is starting up again on May 21st.
Yeah. So this event's even timely with that, too.
I know. Coincidentally, serendipitously, but yep, you're right.
That's so great. All right. So I know you've trained countless, you know, celebrities in doing the Transcendental Meditation. I'm sure, I don't know how much we can actually go in. I'm sure there's like a doctor-patient relationship thing where you can't go into their specific meditating, but I guess just let's talk more like sort of generally about, you know, I guess how it might help, let's say, a comedian like Jerry Seinfeld or Russell Brand or Ellen DeGeneres, you know, or David Letterman, you know, how does it maybe help them in their career?
It's a great question. It's very difficult to get to the top, but it's more difficult, they tell me, to stay at the top once you're there. Mm-hmm. And you look at someone like Paul McCartney, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Howard Stern, who've gotten to the top and stayed there for a long time, they all credit TM. Because to get to the top requires incredible resilience of mind and body, tremendous focus and energy, creativity. You have to be more creative than just about anyone else. And once you're up there, there's a lot of people trying to knock you off. And so the demand for innovative thinking, creative thinking, the demand for resilience, the demand again for energy and focus is even heightened. And so these people learn to meditate. Now understand, TM is not a religion, it's not a philosophy, it's not a change in lifestyle, it's nothing new age or woo woo. It's just a technique, like you learn a technique of sit-ups or, you know, chin-ups. It's a technique. In the past, all of our exercise has been from the neck down. TM is just exercise from the neck up. So they learn it, and they love it. And it's very concrete. And it helps people like a Russell Brand or a Katy Perry because, you know, the challenges of fame at a young age is enormous. And so many people crash and burn, and these guys haven't. And the lovely thing about them is they're very generous-hearted. So they learn to meditate, they benefit from it, and then they offer to help us out, to help the David Lynch Foundation out, bring this to more people. So we're very fortunate to get to work with them all, Martin Scorsese, others.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say. The fact that you got to train the Scorsese about this. I mean, you're working with David Lynch, so you're working with masters all the time. But how did old Marty take to it? How did that happen?
It's all word of mouth. You know, these people have, as you well know, you know, there's like 10 layers of assistance to be able to get to them.
Right.
And one friend tells another, you know, says, oh, you know, I'm looking for a way to meditate. Oh, you should talk to the David Lynch Foundation. You should talk to the TM organization. There's a great there's many TM centers in the Washington, D.C. area, downtown and Bethesda and Arlington and Reston. They're, you know, you can go to TM.org and find out where the teachers are. But it's a nonprofit organization. But they just word of mouth, and then I get a phone call. Oh, Mr. Scorsese would like you to come and teach him and his wife and his daughter to meditate. And he took to it great. You know, the thing is anyone can do it. This is not if you've heard of meditation or you've ever tried to meditate, oh, you have to clear your mind of thoughts and you have to pray. You have to do all these things. That ain't TM. This is 180 degrees opposite from that. This is simple, natural, effortless. So someone like Martin Scorsese or David Letterman or, you know, the list goes on.
Oprah, right?
Stephanopoulos.
Oprah?
Oprah. I taught Oprah. They all love it. They're just like anybody else. You know, the fact of the matter is stress hits us all pretty much the same way. And nobody wants to stay awake at night, unable to sleep. TM's great for insomnia. No one wants to stay awake. No one wants to be anxious all the time. And if you're famous, that doesn't mean the anxiety goes away. Sometimes it's made worse. And so they all love it. And it's simple, and they like that it's simple as well.
That's awesome. All right, so if our listeners are hearing this, and, you know, what sort of steps should they take to learn this?
The simplest thing is to go to tm.org, and then you can find, you know, put in your zip code, and they'll tell you where the TM Center is near you. TM Center is just like an office building. Again, it's not... We think of meditation, or we think, oh my, you know, you say, oh, transcendental meditation, you do it for 20 minutes. How do you know where your 20 minutes are up? Well, you look at your watch, for crying out loud. It's not like something unusual here.
Right.
And so you go to tm.org to find that out. And if you want to know about, you know, get tickets to the event, you just go to the Kennedy Center and their box office. And it's going to be a fun night. It's not going to be a preachy night. It's going to be great. A lot of great music. As I said, Kesha, Ben Folds, Anjali Kidjo, unbelievable singer, and comedy with Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, and Margaret Cho, and hosted by Hugh Jackman and his wife, Deborah Lee, and also Katie Couric. All meditators, all good friends of the foundation, all wanting to make a better world.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your daily grind at making it a better world. I appreciate it. And thanks for joining us. This was great.
I really enjoyed talking with you, and I'm going to pass along your comments to David Lynch this afternoon.
Tell him he's a genius.
I'll tell him your words, Jason.